Okay, I don't mean to sound off color, but there really is a place where the sun don't shine, at least for 6 straight months. Ryukan, Norway, sits in a deep valley that runs east to west. It's walled in by mountains 2,500 feet high that block the sun for half the year. Reporter Jeffrey Kaufman tells us how people in town try to bring a little light back into their lives.
Tracy Murphy runs the Nye Tider or New Times Cafe on the town square. Originally from Maryland, she married a man from here and moved to Ryukan 28 years ago.
That can be depressing. I mean, there are days when you have to go out and you have to put your head all the way back just to look and see what kind of weather you have. And that can be kind of defeatist.
And yet you've survived 28 years.
Well, yeah, but it's home. I love this little town.
The town was built 100 years ago, so the huge waterfall that tumbles into the valley could be harnessed for electric power. Øystein Hagen is Ryukan's historian.
You can imagine that it's hard for the sun to get over these mountains and down to the valley.
Øystein can trace his family back 6 generations when this was a rugged northern farm community. Like so many people here, he has relatives in Minnesota. His ancestors left in the 19th century to escape the harsh life. Those who stayed watched Ryukan become the first industrial town in Norway. From the beginning, though, the lack of sun was a problem. Øystein drives me up to the town's cable car, the oldest in Europe, built by Sam Ida, the industrialist who created Ryukan.
The company Norsk Hydro, they built this cable car for one reason: take people up in the sun and get healthy.
And how old is this cable car?
From 1928.
Unfortunately, it is closed for maintenance this winter. As a little boy, did you go up there to get
the
sun?
Many times, many times.
So if you can't bring the sun to Ryukan, you take the people up to the sun?
Yeah, that's the idea. But now we can do both.
Because as of this winter, people here don't have to ride to the top of the mountain to feel the sun. Through an inventive marriage of art and engineering, the sun is being beamed into town. It was the idea of Martin Anderson. His full-time job is lifeguard at Ryukan's indoor pool. At heart, though, he's an artist. I'm guessing that some people thought you were crazy.
Maybe I am.
Anderson proposed putting huge computer-controlled mirrors on top of the mountain on the north side of the valley to catch the sun and reflect it down into the town square. A lot of people here thought it was a dumb idea and a waste of money. It took 13 years. But last summer, helicopters lifted 3 huge German-made pivoting mirrors to the mountaintop. Since the sun disappeared in Ryukan in October, they've been sending beams of sunshine onto the town square.
But it is very magic when the mirrors works good, because the light is natural, but it's not natural at the same time. And it makes a contrast to the rest of the town.
Tracy Murphy can now see the sun outside the window of her cafe. Are you used to it yet? You go, oh, there's the sun?
No. It's my, oh my God, sun's out.
It's that exciting, really.
It is. You know the feeling you get when you light up your Christmas tree for the first time? That's what happens every time the sun comes out in that town square. We light up the Christmas tree, and it's perfect.
And many of those critics who dismissed the idea, when the sun comes out, you'll find them sitting on the benches in the town square, reveling in its rays. There is, however, a footnote. This has been one of the harshest winters in memory here. It has snowed in this part of Norway almost every day since New Year's. There has been no sun for the mirrors to reflect. And so far, no one has invented a technology to burn a hole in the clouds to let the sun shine through. For NPR News, I'm Jeffrey Kaufman.